welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
Mr. Cartier, where have you been?
Well, it only seems fitting that we had to take a break when all the shows had to take a break.
It's true. They've been on a little break for editing and cleaning up their controversial selves, so.
Yeah.
And then the in-person confessionals are now, like, at home.
Yeah.
It's like, huh.
I think it's because they... What I understand is that they don't finish all those things because they don't finish, I don't think, even the episodes. Like, they're still editing them, like, throughout the season so they can create the story as it goes. You know, they just, like, record all of the stuff. It's not like a regular TV show where they just, like, finish. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't.
So, like, let's say it's week one and we find out that Lala is mad at whoever. Week two, they're going to, like, go back and find more clips to get that storyline because it's just recording all day.
I see.
So it's not like Friends where they know every episode
that's
going to go.
But why have they never had to have a two-week break?
Because it's never had COVID. So they haven't been able to film their confessionals. That's what I'm saying. They don't have all the confessionals.
I see.
That's what I've understood from my researches.
Very good. Because that solves the mystery.
Because if it was only about the Brandy and Denise thing, then why would they have done it on New York too?
I think it was because of all the cancel culture going on, and they wanted to just double check and make sure those women didn't say stuff they weren't supposed to.
Maybe that too, but I don't know.
Because, like, Vanderpump got in trouble, and now there's no Vanderpump.
Yeah, they had to cancel the show.
Yeah.
Did you hear that there is speculation of Lisa Vanderpump's new show going to be in Vegas with her other restaurant?
I did hear that. And I think that's a great idea.
I would love some new people.
And Vegas is cray cray.
Fresh meat.
Yep.
Yeah. Why isn't there a show in Vegas?
I don't know if there's ever been a reality show in Vegas. I know there was a decorating show in Vegas, the husband and wife, and she was tacky as all get out, but I liked her style. Yeah.
Well, they had... it just left my mind. I think there was a show in Vegas.
A reality show?
Yeah. Oh, the Playboys. What's the girl?
Oh, yeah.
When she was
Kendra?
In...
Kendra?
No, the other one. Holly Madison.
Yeah.
When she was a little Bo Peep.
Yes.
So,
I just didn't like her.
I know. She was so dumb. She was the worst one. I didn't like her whenever it was all three of them anyways.
Yeah.
It was Kendra, Madison, and then the other girl.
And the other girl was the prettiest of all.
Yeah. And then Kendra had her own show.
Yeah.
With her
Hank. They were in L.A. Yeah. Or were they in L.A.?
No, I think it was wherever he played basketball.
Phoenix. Or they were in the desert. They might have been in...
I wonder, are they still together?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I heard... How convenient. It's like we're professionals. I heard that Kendra... could be considered for the next housewife position.
I did hear that.
We're so smart!
I also heard that Lala is supposed to be...
Oh, God. I'm not watching Lala on Housewives.
It's not about the past, Lala.
I'm not watching Lala on Housewives.
Yeah, you are. Because you're devoted to the Housewives for some reason.
I probably will.
For some reason.
I know.
You love those horrible Housewives.
I know. I watch every dang one.
Speaking of horrible housewives, well, I hear that Potomac's supposed to be coming.
Yes. I need to, where do I go to find the past couple of seasons? Would it be on demand or?
It might be on Prime.
I need to catch up because I watched the first couple of seasons.
I watched last season and you
didn't.
And
then you watched when I didn't watch.
Whenever the Ashley's husband was slapping the camera guy's butt or whatever.
Yes. It was supposed, I think it was always on the wrong day, and I always had to record, and I never would be interested enough to come back to it. So,
If I had to record, I don't watch it.
Yeah, so that one, I need to kind of catch up. I can do that in this little COVID break.
Yeah, because there is going to be a hiatus.
There is going to be a void.
Yeah, so, well, speaking of that, let's talk about Real Housewives of New York was back.
Yes, and
Dorinda's still losing her mind.
I even heard the matchmaker person on another podcast say, the matchmaker that was trying to match up
Ramona,
that she just thinks Dorinda's just going through,
I think it's really rude.
Sad phase. She's mourning her husband. And it's like, I don't get why she's all of a sudden mourning her husband. He's been dead for 6 or 7 years.
And
that doesn't excuse your bad behavior for the rest of your life.
I know they're on a reality show, but if you worked in an office and you're mourning your husband, can you just like scream and yell at the people that you'd be like, oh, well, she's just mourning her husband.
Maybe once or twice, but I mean, she's.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like completely berserk.
I think that the producers, because I saw her on Watch What Happens Live with Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
And Andy asked her, do you feel bad for, I guess the way she treated Ramona at some point?
I think she's treated everybody bad at one time or
another. I think she had a fight with Ramona.
Yeah, because Ramona took her and Sonia out to Long Island to do this party planning thing.
Oh, yeah, and they didn't even acknowledge her or...
Yeah, and like it was just from Ramona's party only. It's only Ramona's birthday.
And it was like she needed Dorinda and Sonia to take pictures
to be in the Instagram.
Oh, the Real Housewives are here?
Yes.
Well, on the Watch What Happens Live... Andy asked if she was sorry, and she was like, nope.
Well, and then Ramona asked her, because she was confronting Ramona about it, and Ramona said, what are you, drunk? And she goes, oh, yeah, that's what you say to somebody when you don't agree with them? Yeah. What are you, drunk?
Yeah.
So she went off on Ramona when she took the mic at the table.
Yeah.
And at the Halloween party. And let her have it. Yeah.
Was that this last episode, the Halloween party?
Yes.
Yeah. No, that was a...
I love it. I would just love to be able to do that to people.
To just yell at people?
Yes. Give me the microphone and I'll just rip you a new one.
Yikes. but I think that Dorinda is being prompted.
Yeah.
She has to be.
It's some fakeness to it, I think.
Yeah.
Because like you saw the one with her daughter. I thought her daughter was very caring.
Yeah. We follow Juicy Scoop Facebook, and everybody on there was saying how horrible her daughter was. And we both thought she was very sweet.
I thought she was very considerate.
She was like quirky New York annoying. Like, kind of like, ooh, it's so cold. Like, kind of like.
Yeah. And then and they ordered something to eat, and she was making fun of Dorinda. Like,
yeah, she
who
only
cares
wants
what it is, just so there's a good sauce on it.
Yeah, mayo and mustard.
Yeah. And then she said, I really admire you, Mom. And I thought that was so nice.
I did. Too. I guess
I would like if you talked to me like that. I would not think it was a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, when you get divorced.
When I break up with my ugly, fat, gross New York boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, Andy Cohen had asked Dorinda if she would ever take back the Giovanni. And that's Dorinda was like, nope, I'll always support Giovanni because that's his company, right?
I'm not sure what he has to do with it.
I think he has something to do with it.
Maybe it's a friend of theirs, of his, that has a dress line and let Luann borrow dresses. And she never acknowledged.
Money can buy you class.
They call it Giovanni.
Yeah. Calling Giovanni.
That's good, Lindsay.
Thank you. Luann cried this last episode.
What did she cry about?
Dorinda was going down her throat. They were at the Berkshires.
Yes, I noticed when they all... And did you see how she redecorated her house? Because the whole house got flooded.
Yeah.
And so everything is like redone, but it's as tacky as it was before. Hmm. Like the shark room.
Yeah.
The fish room, whatever.
I didn't see it.
Where she puts Luann.
Yeah.
And then she also had something else on the wall for Ramona in Ramona's room. I don't remember. But yeah, they had just gotten to the Berkshires.
Oh, okay.
But why was she on Luann? I don't know.
I can't remember. Oh, because she said that Sonia was lucky to be in Luann's show.
Oh, yeah. And because Sonia said, I don't get paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so she like jumped down her throat.
Yeah. I didn't notice she cried.
Well, that was the whole thing because she like her eyes weren't even wet. Like she was like, like she wasn't even really crying. She was just like,
That's like when the babies cry.
Yeah. 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 So,
Yeah, there, but I still, their dynamic, even though some of Dorinda's rage seems to be scripted somewhat, I think they're still, Ramona is still really obnoxious, selfish, narcissistic Ramona. That's, there's no scripting any of that. Same with Luann. They're the same personality.
They are. How about Ramona talking about her boyfriend? I mean, I agree with her. Why would, everybody was saying like, oh, that's so pretentious of her to say she wants somebody in the 1%. But it's like, if she's in the 1%, why would she want somebody not in the 1%? Because she was saying she wanted somebody that could live her lifestyle with her.
Who was telling her that?
The matchmaker.
I watched it all.
The matchmaker.
Oh, right, right.
And
well,
so,
exactly. I mean, if you're gonna pay somebody to match you, match me with the best.
Yeah.
Why do I settle for the bottom? Yeah.
Well, and the matchmaker was like, what are you looking for? And she was like, a best friend. And she like said all this stuff. And she was like, so you're more looking for like a companion, someone equal to you, all these things. She was like, not so much just what they look like. And Ramona was like, no, I want them to look good.
She wants Mario.
I know.
Why don't they just get back?
Yeah. Rich. And
he's good looking.
He is good looking. Yeah.
They match.
Yeah.
He's good looking for his age. They're both pretentious. They're both conceited.
She should have just looked the other way at like
slip.
All the Sopranos do.
Was
his gourmand.
You have a gourmand on the side. It has nothing to do with your marriage.
Yeah.
Ramona, get yourself a gourmand too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. She needs to be with Mario. I've not seen anybody else could match Mario.
Well,
for,
and she
for
was
Ramona.
Saying, the matchmaker was saying, I listened to the matchmaker on Heather McDonald's podcast. Yeah. She was saying like, if she wasn't on the reality show, you know, some people are,
it would be a lot.
If she wants an executive of a company or something, they're not going to want to be on a reality TV show.
It makes it harder.
But Mario's fine with it.
Well, Mario was all into it. That was the problem.
I know.
He's conceited and a show hog, attention hog is her.
Yeah. They do need to get back together.
Yeah. Well, Heather McDonald says once Avery has a baby and then they go and they have the baptisms and all the stuff with the baby, they'll be together.
Perfect.
Yeah. And poor Sonia. What's going to happen to her?
I know. Sonia looked 100 times better at her at-home confessional.
She had a surgery or something. What did
she
do?
A makeup artist. I don't know what they did on those.
Yes. Those ladies looked like they rolled out of bed and their confessionals were terrible. But in the redo, you're right. But it looked like she's either had some laser, some lipo, lost weight, I don't know what, and makeup.
Yeah.
And hair.
Yeah, she looked a lot better. I agree.
She did.
I agree with myself.
But I feel like I would like for her to have a nice man. She hasn't had one ever.
I know.
She was supposed to date the 20-year-old.
I know. Why?
I don't know.
That's so unattractive.
It is. It's like when an older man does it. I mean, she always says, oh, well, if a man can do it, a woman can do it.
But like even myself at 27, I would never want to date a 20-year-old. Like it's so like, why? Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe if I was on a reality show, I might.
But she needs like, she needs a companion. And Sonia needs somebody to take care of her.
Yeah.
She would let somebody take care of her if they wanted to.
Yeah. What do you think about Leah's baby daddy?
I like him.
I think they're a perfect match.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the deal?
Did you see when they were in Chinatown, which also looked like the epitome of like where you're not supposed to go in New York City?
Don't go there. Yeah. That's where she lives.
I know. When she was like, when the Dorinda was like, oh, I haven't been to downtown since I had jury duty. Like, so disgusting.
Yes, it is. When we walked to the Trade Center and, like, we walked in those areas to try to find something to eat?
I remember last time we were in New York, you wouldn't let us get on the subway, and we had to walk, like, 100 blocks.
Why didn't I let you get on the subway?
Because you thought it was too crowded.
Oh, it was hot, too.
You had some kind of, phobia of it.
Yeah, and it was too hot. See, and that's how people get in corona, so you should thank me.
Thanks.
Even though that was, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
They're wiping them down every 72 hours now, they said.
72?
Yeah.
That's still too long. How about once? How about in the morning and in the evening after people get off?
No. But did you hear how Leah was like, Rob, that's his name. Rob is like my mother.
How much older than her is he?
I think she is older than she looks.
I don't think she's 40.
No.
I bet he's my age. He's probably...
Oh, I was thinking he's probably 45 and just looks old.
To me, he's over 50.
Jeez, I don't think so.
Well, if he's 45 and she's, let's say, 38, that's only 7 years.
That's what I think is true.
I thought they were 10 to 15 years difference. Because she was 25 when she had her kid.
Yeah.
And he was almost 40. That's what I understood. We'll have to look it up. We'll have to get our fact checker.
Fact checker? Are you here? Oh, they're not here. It's COVID.
Let me get on the intercom. Fact checker, please come to the front.
Can we get a price check? All right, let's talk about Below Deck.
Below Deck is...
So AT&T screwed me over per usual. Thank you so much. By turning off, I guess my cable or either the electricity went off or something went off. And so it did not record. So...
Which one? This week or last week?
Yeah, so I watched the last 40 minutes on a rerun on Tuesday, I think.
Oh.
But I'd heard that the unit got demoted for something he did with Bugsy, right?
I can't figure out who he reminds me of.
The Situation. And
yes.
The Situation. Yes. And
we talked about this already and I forgot.
And a little bit of Thomas Ravenel dripped on top.
Yes. Oh my God. That's perfect.
Thank you. Yeah.
He and Bugsy. Let me fill you in.
Yeah. That's the first part I missed. Crew mess.
And Bugsy was sitting at the table trying to eat. And he walks in and he stands. First of all, his positioning is so kind of, I'm on top of you. I'm over,
not corona distanced.
No, and more like, hey, I'm the man. Like, he's kind of leaning over. Yeah. He's leaning against the wall, but he's on top of her, talking to her with his arms crossed. And he's talking about Lara, or whatever her name was, the first girl, that the Italian. And he's like, yeah, what I'm going to do to her whenever I see her, it's not even going to be pretty. It's going to be so raunchy. I mean, he was like talking to her like that about another. And he's like, yeah, I used to have this other. And Bugsy's like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, my last girlfriend before her, man, we used to do it on the beach all the time. Like, just very inappropriate, locker room teenage.
And they're at work.
And so she, after a few minutes of that, she's like, I really don't want to hear this. And so she told, what's her name? Her friend.
Malia.
And Malia went and told Sandy.
Oh.
And so Sandy's like, oh, no, we're not going to put up with this. So.
Don't call me sweetheart. I'm not your sweetheart.
I don't know I don't remember if Sandy said, Bugsy ratted you out. But
well, I saw when he apologizes to Bugsy.
Okay, so then I guess he knows it's Bugsy. I was thinking that he just thought Malia's on his case again.
Oh, no.
Because Malia's the one that said, you can't do these things.
No.
I'm demoting you.
Well, when I turned it on, he was apologizing to Bugsy. Okay. So,
yeah, you're right. I do remember that.
And so. I can't understand Bugsy. I'm like, since when are these British accents so...
She's Australian. That's why.
Oh,
it's
she
those
is?
Like that other girl.
Yeah.
They always had to put subtitles.
Yeah. I can't understand her. Yeah. But she does. She looks different. I think she got some plastic surgery or some injections or something.
Bugsy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe some braces.
I don't know. I hate her hair.
Yeah.
She wears it like George Washington.
Yes. Why does she do that?
I don't know.
And they're on the beach. I'm like, it's so hot.
Yes.
On your
Get it
ears.
On your neck. Yes.
And it's on your,
Yes. Yeah. Maybe her ears are huge and she needs to cover them.
Maybe she'll make enough money. Maybe. I do like her on the show, though. I think it's a good addition.
Yeah.
Especially with Hannah.
Yeah.
Because they hate each other.
Hannah, Jin.
Yeah.
Well, and you saw the other girl broke her finger.
Yes.
In the door.
Slammed in the door. Yeah. Jessica, I think is her name.
I don't know. She has too big of a lips.
She is the most unique, like, looking, like.
She looks like a Russian, but she's not.
No, she's Asian. If you were gonna, if you were gonna draw a character at Comic-Con,
yes,
that's what you would draw.
I know.
She has a huge boob, super skinny waist, huge butt,
big
eyes, big lips, long black hair. It's like, yeah. And then you put
she does look like Wonder Woman.
You put like a sword in her hand, just like so
bustier,
yeah,
with a magnetic.
Yeah.
6-inch waist belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love her and that boyfriend. I think he likes her so much.
I know, he's but so he was sweet. Texting his other, or Instagramming the I other did girl.
See that. Yeah.
And that came up at their dinner.
I did see that.
From Hannah.
Yeah. Of
but
course,
she, Hannah told her, this is what I saw. And Hannah showed her. And she said, I just don't want you to get hurt. So I appreciate that from a friend.
Yeah.
I don't think Hannah was trying to stir some shit.
No.
And then Hannah brought it up at the dinner.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
I don't know how that's going to end up.
Yeah. Well, he said they're in an open relationship. All these Europeans are in open relationships. That's what the chef said.
You're right. That just means you can mess her. That's what Will and Jada say. We'll get to that.
Yeah. That's an entanglement. But
it's not open.
It makes
it's entangled.
Sense. It kind of makes sense for me, though, if you're going to be on a boat for like 3 months out of the year.
Yeah, it's like if I still like you when I come back,
I'll see you when I come back.
Then
yeah.
We're back on. If not, it was somebody else's turn. I don't know.
Yeah. So
that does make sense, but I think he had Instagrammed while on the boat.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
So
yeah, I agree.
Makes a difference.
I have some kind of like understanding for those beginning stages. Like, are they even what are they even doing? So I'm like,
yeah, they're working together and flirting.
Yeah, do you have some kind of claim or like stake over his?
No,
I don't know.
I mean, like all of a sudden,
maybe
after
I'm just like so chill. Like,
I've known you for 2 weeks and you're mine.
Yeah, so don't post about any other girls. I mean, I would probably say, well, have fun with that Instagram girl.
Yeah, you're not going to be smooching with me at night.
Yeah,
and then go back and Instagram her the next day.
Yeah, but I don't think you have some kind of claim.
Yeah,
put a ring on it.
Yeah,
but. I felt so bad for the little chef. I was so stressed.
Well, I don't understand what happened because last week
he did the 20
all those friends that came to dinner and the guests.
Well, the problem was that they were all vegan on these people.
And he's a meat guy from Brazil.
Yeah, and he had to do the mushrooms to make some kind of meal. And
right.
The mushrooms were, Bugsy said, slimy or whatever.
Ooh.
So then he had to get more mushrooms from the call on the dock.
Yes, he was stressed for the...
I was so stressed, and he was upset. So he was like, oh, I messed up. Well, and then the Bugsy and Hannah thing is getting re-sparked with the Hannah didn't order us lemons. Hannah
yes.
didn't order us lemons.
Bugsy's pushing it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Hannah's pushing her. Hannah's not throwing her weight around that I'm in charge of
not
you.
Yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So my little baby says, not yet.
Yeah. So, and the chef said, what do you say? He said, look out for Bugsy. He said something like that. He has
well, him
subtitles.
And Hannah are
yeah.
on the same page.
He has
page.
To have subtitles too. I think he said, and she said, don't think I didn't sleep with one eye open.
Yes. Yeah, because he sees what goes on. That kitchen person, whoever it is, knows everything.
Because
they all come in there to eat and hang out.
And he has a nice galley in that boat.
Yeah, he has like an island.
Yeah. Well,
he didn't have to like cook with his head in the hood in the cabinet.
After watching Adam on the sailboat.
Adam had to cook with his head in the cabinets.
Oh, God. But... I am still enjoying it.
Yes,
I look forward
I like
to it,
it
every Monday. So.
I like the
location.
I love the location in Mallorca. That's where Nadal is from. I know we've mentioned that before.
Yeah,
but it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and there's places for them to go out and to eat.
Yeah,
that's where they found all those people last time.
Yeah, they said, "Do you want to come back to the boat?"
The crew went out and found some locals.
I know.
Brought them back.
I know. We're gonna have a 6-course meal or 10-course meal with 12 people.
Hey, mom, I'm bringing some friends home for dinner.
Yeah. So crazy.
And aren't they the ones that left the small tip?
I don't know. Did they?
They left them like $400 or $500 less than they normally would get.
Oh.
I think it was them.
What are they getting, like 1,300?
They're getting close to like 1,600 or 1,700 a trip, and these people, they left them like 1,200.
I think
each.
They were getting 1,300 on the sailboat.
Yeah, that was low dollar.
Low rent.
But was it because those people, they kept going into shore because they couldn't get off the dock? They never left the dock, that whole charter.
Do you get your money back?
I don't know. I mean, why would, it's like renting a hotel room for $20,000 a night or something.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what they did.
And you don't get to even get in the water.
You don't get to get in the water. You don't get to
sail. Did they put the slides in?
You can't put the slides in at the dock.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what so that's probably, because the guy had his dog.
Oh, yeah.
Sitter, and then they did boat themselves over to a beach.
Yeah.
But then that turned out bad because
they
had glass.
Put the tent.
Yeah, they couldn't put the tent up. They couldn't have real glass, so they had to take all of the bottles of booze away. It was all a disaster. Yeah.
Those are like frat boys.
I don't know.
They kind of were.
Kind of, but one of them, the one with the dog, he seemed like he was just... I don't know. The relationships between the people are always interesting to me.
I think Daddy got him that boat for a senior trip.
I don't know. They said he was a financier.
Oh, okay.
In New York.
Well, these last two, the vegans, they were like all like Instagram looking people. Like,
yes.
They all had the hats on.
Yes. Because the minute they got on the boat, they started taking pictures.
I mean, that's what I would do.
But yeah, but just
saying.
You're that kind of person, but.
I'm Instagram famous too. I'm an influencer.
You are. You influence me.
Oh, thank you. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Lordy.
I mean, this is better than Puppygate. I'd rather Threesome Gate or whatever this is, Sex Gate.
I don't know. I just think it's all like... They're struggling. They are struggling so bad.
Well, and it's pre-COVID. Why are they not in Tahiti or someplace?
Yes.
Like, why are they just arguing?
They did have, thank goodness, a saving episode. Kyle had a freaking party and invited all the past housewives.
That was good.
That was a good episode. Kris Jenner.
She got the money. It was the episode was an auction.
Auction for the children's hospital something.
Children's hospital because Mauricio.
Yeah. Why is he Mo now?
Yeah.
When the party planner says, Mo, fix this. Mo, fix the pool. Mo, fix that. Yeah. It's like, well, dang. Mo?
I didn't realize that was until you text me. Who's Mo?
Yes.
I was thinking that was like her party planner or something.
All different people kept referring to Mo. Yeah. And it's Mauricio.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was in a child's hospital when he was a baby.
Yeah. Because he has, what did he have? He had some kind of affliction.
Yeah. So it has a close place in their heart. So they donate. They're having a silent auction and a live auction.
Yeah. And she said it cost $100,000 to put on this party. So they better make at least that, or she should have just wrote a check to the hospital. And I thought, dang.
Well, Kris Jenner raised her paddle to donate $65,000.
No, it was a $25,000 cash donation.
Oh, I thought
donation.
It was 60.
No, it was 25. And then Dorit does $5. It's like, it's like, dang, Doreen, you want to be.
Well, I really enjoyed Kyle going around the table saying all the things that were for auction.
Yes. Yes.
That was a good keep in that episode. Like the Kylie Cosmetics.
They said that Dr. Nassif donated
the facelift.
Some plastic surgery.
Yeah,
how cool
that.
Is that?
Yeah. What did you think about Dr. Nassif's wife?
She's beautiful. She's
compared
young,
to Adrian.
Oh, Adrian better keep getting those injections because it ain't working.
Adrian looks like a monster.
She's like a blowfish.
Do you remember?
With slanty eyes.
Do you remember some show on Bravo when they had that?
It was
giant
the Miami
house.
Housewives.
Yes, and they had that giant house. Do you remember that? They have like, they call it the palace. And she has those.
The Palace of Versailles.
Yes.
The Versailles.
Yes. What show was that on?
It was on Flipping Out.
Yes.
What's his name?
Jeff Lewis.
Jeff Lewis.
That's what Adrian looks like now. that scary lady.
Oh, she's got way too much injections. And, I mean, she looked like a blowfish with slanted eyes.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And Massive looks good.
I know.
What's his first name?
Doesn't matter. Doctor.
Yeah. And his wife is pretty.
Yeah.
She looks good.
She said, I'm going to give me a botched surgeon.
Yeah.
He's got reality show and he's a...
And he's a plastic surgeon. And he looks better than Dr. Dubrow. I think he's much better looking.
Yeah.
Dubrow always makes fun of him.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Aw. Yeah, so then Pippin, wasn't Larissa on there? No. Who's Kris Jenner's friend? Pippin is Kim Kardashian's friend. Sorry.
It's the one for that's OJ's friend. That was OJ's yes. wife's friend. What's her name? She's always on the show with Kyle.
Yeah.
She's Kyle's friend. Gosh, I can't remember her name.
Yeah, she was on. And they're all sitting at those couches. I was like, did they put like people we think are going to spend a bunch of money right here?
Oh, yeah, right in the front.
Yeah.
So they can raise their paddle quickly.
Yeah.
How about Kim Richards?
I know. And
wow.
How about when she walked in and she was like, do I look good?
Oh.
Like, and Kyle was like, yeah, you did good. Like is she an invalid?
I think she's a Britney Spears type myself.
I bet Kyle has conservatory over her.
She should. Or her, one of her daughters.
Yeah, like she was like, did I do good? And she was like, yeah, your hair looks great. I look good.
Oh.
Like yeah. with that Frozen.
Yeah, and then...
Eileen looked good.
Her left boob was coming out.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Oh, my God.
She dyed her hair for a role, but I do think she looks better. She had a little more color.
Yeah, I like her as blonde, though. She's always been blonde Young and the Restless. Yeah.
She is beautiful. How old is she?
She's probably in her 50s. I guarantee you. Because her husband is exactly the same age as me because I loved him. I can't remember his name.
Oh, and so
he was
a teen star.
Same age
and y'all could get married?
Yes, I was supposed to marry him and then I married your daddy.
Oh.
So.
Well, and Camille was there.
Yes. Camille's stirring some shit. They bring Camille in every year right in the middle.
Yeah.
Like mid-season so Lisa, she can stir the shit.
Lisa Rinna comes over and says, hey, I think you're an asshole on Twitter.
But nice to see you.
Yeah. I think Camille's pretty.
No. I think Camille's house is pretty on the beach.
I think she's pretty. I think she's too skinny, but I think she is pretty.
Well, we can have our own opinions. Faye Resnick.
Faye.
That is OJ's nemesis right there.
Yeah.
Because she said from day one, you killed Nicole.
Because they were friends with Nicole, right?
Yeah, they were best friends. Faye Resnick and Nicole were best friends. And she came out the instant it happened and said...
Was she famous before then?
No. Faye Resnick has no fame whatsoever except for being a friend of Nicole.
And Chris.
But I mean, they were like, Kris Jenner wasn't famous either.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Well,
no.
But OJ was famous. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
OJ was
football player. Were they famous?
No, not Kris Jenner. Not Faye Resnick. They were just in those circles. They were friends. But, yeah.
How did OJ meet Nicole?
Because he was a football player. And he was in Hollywood. He did a lot of movies.
Was she famous?
No.
So who is she? That's what I'm saying.
Nobody. She was just in that circle of friends.
How do you end up in a famous circle of friends when you have nothing
well,
to offer?
Because if you're wealthy in Hollywood, some of them.
But she's
are,
not.
She was. Nicole was.
Her, I thought she was a waitress.
No. That was the boy. What's his name? Was a waiter.
Yeah. The other one that got killed.
Yeah. But no, Nicole's father. Or Nicole's parents and her sister, who really eerily looked like her twin, except she had dark hair, were at the trial every day. And her father was, her family was a well-to-do family in Hollywood.
You know what's so weird is like the Ford Broncos that OJ was driving. Every person on Instagram is like, oh, Ford Bronco. I'm like, you can't drive that car. It's like it's a murder car.
It's a murder machine.
Don't get a Bronco. It's like,
I want one.
It's a murder machine.
I saw the ad had an orange one. I thought that was so cool.
Well, Anyways, so that's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
But Brandy was there.
And that's Brandy. So that, dun, dun, dun.
So what's the thing? They had a threesome or something and it comes out or what?
I don't think it was a threesome. I think it was a lesbian thing between Brandy and Nikki. I mean, Denise.
And so what? It comes out? Like
it comes out like Brandy talks about it or somebody talks about it at the table.
Put in her face.
It's the same as Adrienne Maloof. Too much. It's too much. Don't ever get injections.
Well, not like that.
No.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's supposed to be the big scandal. Yeah. I don't think it's a threesome. I think it's just a lesbian fling. But then she's not at the reunion, which I don't know why she would be at the reunion, but somebody said she's not at the reunion and that they made her sign a cease and desist. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Like, they're going to file charges on her or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So it kind of perked up a little bit. It was worth the watch. As usually, most times I watch it and I say, man, I'll never get this time back in my life.
Same.
So.
Well, let's move on to GK's outcry.
Yes.
So I want to start off by saying that I am friends with Gabri, who is Greg Kelly's now wife from this documentary, which is called Outcry, which is a story about Greg Kelly, who's a football player in high school that got quote unquote wrongly accused of sexually assaulting a little boy, went to prison, got exonerated, and that's what the documentary is about.
And the struggle for years to get all of that done and what happened, the court proceedings, the wrongdoing by the police officers.
Yeah. Well, it hits home because it's Texas and it's Austin, and then it hits more home because I know the girl.
Yeah.
And I've actually been following the story since 2013 when he got arrested.
Yeah.
So it's super crazy. But even if you didn't know these people, it's a crazy story. Because
it is. I still have questions, but
it's super nicely done. If you like documentaries, it's on Showtime, but you can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it was good.
It's very, yeah.
It's very good. Like I said, it obviously has some parts that are not shown and leave questions, but I feel like, and I didn't see this written anywhere because I did some research, the owner of the daycare was never shown.
Yeah, or questioned.
Or questioned.
Or didn't really talked about.
I feel like she must have filed some kind of court proceedings to stay off of this documentary.
Yeah.
Same with
Well, from my research and my
knowledge
is I think that she has a huge part in the case.
Yeah.
And evidently has some kind of huge pull and part in this city. And
yes, that they all just did what she said.
Yeah.
And
her husband, who we don't even know his name.
Yeah. They showed a picture of him.
How can we not know his? Yeah. But
yeah.
How can we not know?
Yeah. And she did do, I read that she testified for more than a day, like maybe 2 days worth of testimony. And they never, because they showed live footage of testimony throughout both of his trials. He had two trials.
Yeah.
And they never showed her, talked about her, mentioned her. So that leaves big question marks in my mind.
If you're making a documentary, do you have to how do they get those videos?
I guess you can ask for them. They're, you know, a lot of them are public record. Huh. So I guess she went and
said, they were with him in a lot of that.
Well, and they might have had their own. But if judges allow a camera in the courtroom, you know, Gabri could have been recording it on her phone.
True. It's so crazy.
Yeah. But Lindsay knows the girls. They danced in college with her. Mm-hmm. And I say girls because it's a mom who owns a dance studio and her daughters. So Lindsay is familiar with all of them. And then that was her boyfriend. So it was really very interesting, even if you don't have that connection.
Yeah. But if you like high school, I feel like it's almost like a bad version of like a Friday Night Lights situation. Like,
yeah, it's Friday Night Lights meets Dateline. it's a real murder mystery, and it's not a murder.
Yeah.
It's just a crime.
Yeah.
true crime story.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
that was a really, I give it a 10 thumbs up. Yeah. Really good show. We watched it all in one day. It's not that long. You can watch it. Was it 5 episodes or 6?
We watched it on a Sunday. 5.
Yeah, 5 episodes. And then after that, you'll have to go online and try to find out all the questions that are left unanswered like I did.
Yeah. Well, kind of following on that same track, I've been listening to the Wondery podcast called Guru.
Yeah.
About the self-help guy that kills 3 people.
Yes, in the tent.
Yeah.
In Arizona, right?
Yeah. So if you like listening to murder mystery podcast, that's on an...
But this is a true story.
They're all true stories.
Yeah. Well, some murder mysteries are not
true. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, GK and this is true stories. Yeah. But yeah, he ends up... What the craziest part is that he convinces these people to first shave their heads on this retreat. Second, go into a tent.
It's hot in Arizona. I could understand that.
They like don't eat for like 2 days. Then they go into this like sweat lodge, which is like a tent where they just like build a bunch of fires. And they basically asphyxiate and 3 people die in the tent.
Yeah. That was a big story. What year was it?
Like 5 years ago, maybe.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so... And then he's on trial.
Wasn't he promoted by Oprah and
like
just the best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oprah. Well, they on the podcast, Wondery does a great job with the podcast. It's like, you know, they have all the interviews from police and different people. And they have a clip of Oprah being like the greatest man of all to tell us how. Yeah. And it's just ironic. So, yeah, if you want to listen to that. But he basically.
What's it called?
Guru.
Okay.
So he kills...
On Wondery?
On Wondery. Yeah, he kills 3 people. And he goes to trial for murder. And he actually...
So, like, did he actually kill them or...
That's the question.
Did he lock them in there and they couldn't get out? Or no. He just said, go in there, and then they died?
Yes.
So why is that his fault?
That's the case. So...
That's like the girl that texts her boyfriend, go ahead and kill yourself. Go ahead and kill yourself. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know how I feel about it either because,
I mean, you still have your free will.
Somebody
tells you, go in there and jump off a bridge. Just like my mama said, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge? That's the problem.
But the thing is it's illegal to, like, have a cult. Like, you can't, like, I think.
I don't think it's illegal to have a cult. It's illegal to do... things that a lot of cult people do, like you can't have sex with children and you can't...
Well, somehow...
You can't hold them prisoner and hostage.
Basically, he's getting charged with negligence.
That makes sense.
So he like...
But murder is strong. If they had their own mind and weren't drugged...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if he'd applied them with drugs, and that would be another thing.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. So you need to hear it. And they... Talking about the case, like, you know, they go into detail, they're in the courtroom, all that stuff.
I might take that. I might listen to that. I like true crime. I usually like when it's like a wife murders a husband, though, like on Betty Broderick. Love that.
You've been watching Betty Broderick?
I've been watching Betty Broderick. It's just about over. I have, as I've said before, been interested in this story since it happened, because it happened in the late 80s. And went to trial like in 1992. And that's when I stayed home with my new baby girl. And so I was watching Oprah every day. Oprah covered that story a lot. And she even had personal footage of her interviews with Betty Broderick from prison, which it was her own words saying, but, you know, they just took everything from me. All I had was the gun. You know, like stuff like that. Like, she's just insane. She wasn't, and she's never backed down. She's always been defiant. And she was up for parole in 2010, I think, and her children testified against her still. So I feel like this current movie is so slanted to make Dan look like the evil one, and she's just a victim.
Yeah, and we talked about that gaslighting.
Yeah. Granted, he left her for another woman, but
You can't kill someone.
When it goes to the point that she was crazy and did the stuff she did to him, I just feel like it happens between a man and a woman. There's a lot of stuff that happens. But she used to do stuff to her kids. She lost her kids, and they never showed this on the news series. She dropped her kids off one by one at his house so he could know what it was like to have to take care of kids. She dropped off her little boy, who wasn't even 8 years old, one night. He was out of town on a business trip, and his flight got canceled or changed or whatever. He got home at 1 a.m. His little boy was sleeping on the porch because she had dropped him off.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
She did stuff to her kids.
Yeah.
To spite him.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
And they don't show that a lot on this show at all. So anyway, I still enjoy it. That's my favorite true crime.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's real.
Yeah. But there's always the smart way to win. And killing them is not the smart way to win.
Well, and she could have, I mean, he was a very successful attorney and a doctor.
She should have waited until 2020 when she could
Me Too him.
Yeah.
Everything.
She should have.
Yeah. Well, and the thing was, he got a 25-year-old secretary who was...
That's my biggest fear, is I'm going to end up with somebody that's older that has an ex-wife.
That wants to kill you?
They're going to try and kill me.
No
ex-wives.
No ex-wives.
So anyway, well, let's talk about some pop culture. Let's talk about an entanglement with Jada and Will.
Oh, God. I don't even like her.
I don't either.
I don't like the way she talks.
She's always been so condescending.
Me and Og got into an entanglement.
And he said, an entanglement?
She said, yes, an entanglement.
And she's like... She's late 40s. She's got to be.
She has good injections, let me tell you.
And this younger guy in his 20s.
Og.
What is he?
His name's August.
But is he a rapper or something?
Oh, yeah.
He's like
so.
Something.
His name's August something, but she kept calling him Og.
But
I had to help Og because he was sad.
Yeah. And so they had this relationship.
No.
Entanglement.
Yeah. Because her and Will... have each aside.
It's like he kicked me to the curb and I said, I'm gonna get me a boyfriend.
Ugh. Well, and she said, Will got his side of the house, I got my side of the house, and when we come to the middle, well, then we in the middle. I was like, what?
Will looks like he ate a peanut and he shouldn't have. His face is so swollen. His eyeballs were swollen.
From what? Was he crying?
Life? I don't know.
A peanut?
His ears were swollen.
His ears?
Yeah. But
I didn't see any of it. I just heard about it and read about it.
I do appreciate when the mighty have to
eat it.
Have to speak on behalf of their I had to help you.
Well, let's fill it in. August was in an entanglement with Jada. They broke it off. She broke it off. Whatever. It ended. And some media something wanted to do an interview with him either on a podcast or something else, and he wanted to do it, and he asked Will's permission first.
No. Yeah. He asked Will's permission to have an entanglement.
I heard he asked them if he could do the podcast too, so it wasn't like a slap in the face that he's coming forward.
It was my understanding that it was the entanglement.
Well, maybe both, but it was my understanding that all of this coming forward shouldn't have been any kind of surprise, because he told them, hey, I'm doing this podcast. This is my story. You know, there's nothing written that says I can't say.
An entanglement.
Exactly. So then they had to defend or
take it to the red table.
Yeah. They had to talk about what August had to say, and they really couldn't say, August, you a lying piece of crap, because he wasn't.
Yeah.
And so that's
bottom line is I don't really care what Will Smith and Jada and Og are doing anyways, but
yeah, but they have an open relationship, obviously. And it's not even called a marriage. It's called a partnership.
Life partner,
an LP.
Yeah.
I love that.
Which again, I don't really care.
Yeah. Who gives a crap?
Yeah. Do what you want,
but let's take it to the red table.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of Britney,
Britney's losing it.
She needs help. Have you heard all the things that they're saying on Instagram?
I'm seeing the pictures that you text to me.
So she's posting, but people who are her fan club are like commenting, Brittany, on the next video, wear a yellow shirt if you need us to like
call help you.
Next video, she wears a yellow shirt. The next, if you go on Twitter, you can see the thread. It'll be like, in the next video, just do like a straight on selfie and this, this, and this. And then she'll do it. So then, but her most recent post.
Well, you don't think she's playing with people?
Well, her most recent post was like, I know a lot of you guys think I'm not happy or I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be, but I promise I am. And like all this stuff. But if you go back on her records, she is still under her
conservatorship.
Dad. Yeah, her dad is still her owner, her keeper. To say that maybe she's not, I mean, it well, seems. Maybe she's happy under it, but.
I don't know. You can't just do that. You have to have legal grounds. I mean.
She does.
And maybe she just signed it over.
When she shaved her head and went insane in 2009, her dad took over her rights.
Yeah. And so.
I mean, at least she gets to see her kids because I think she would have gone to jail or to a mental institute.
Yeah, she went to
a
I mean, how many times have you, I mean, has she been in Las Vegas since then? Well, making a billion dollars a show.
They said that that's, her dad made her do that. That's part of the, I almost said entanglement. That's part of the conservatory.
Because, yeah.
Is her dad's like making her work.
Well, what else is she going to do?
Make videos. This is my gym, and I actually burned this gym down because I left some candles on, but I'm going to show you one of my favorite workouts to do. Okay. That's exactly like
and
her
she's
videos.
Like 38 years old.
I know. So, poor Brittany. How about, speaking of pop news, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
We never have to hear Erin Andrews send that, it over to
there's good news and bad
Tom
news.
Bergeron.
Yeah, there's good news and bad news. No more Erin Andrews, but now we got Tyra.
Yeah, I'm not really sad about losing Erin or Tom. I'm sad about gaining Tyra.
Yeah, I mean.
But I give her one season. Take my
yeah, because wasn't she on America's Got Talent?
And bombed. Everybody was like, she was terrible. Like, she didn't know how to do it.
Well, how's she going to do Dancing with the Stars? Yeah, that's
like,
even more.
Like, she was, like, fumbling the cards. Like, she'd be like, what's next? Like she didn't know how to do it.
Who should they get? What did I say? I had a great idea.
I don't remember.
Tia and Tamara.
Oh, because they were one. They won
if
the show.
If they want a black woman or, yeah.
Yeah. I think they should do Kel because he was just on the show.
Yes. And he's funny as heck. That would be so good. Or at least Carlton. Whatever his name
well,
is.
Well, he's
on Funniest Videos.
Yeah, but I think they are trying to make it more woke, obviously, but
yeah.
I still wish that they would pick Kel.
Yeah.
He was on all that. This is all that. Remember that show?
If they could bring Keenan on to be up in the stage, up in upstairs.
Well, I think they're going to do a girl and a boy again because they have to have a woman.
They just said Tyra Banks was replacing Tom Bergeron at the host. So, is it just going to be her?
I hope not. I thought they were still looking. That was my impression.
Who else did you say? Cheryl Burke.
Yeah, because she can't dance anymore. And she knows dance.
And she knows the show.
Yeah. I don't know. They didn't ask me. So
no, but I'll just fast forward through like I always
true.
Do.
True.
I never listen
doesn't
to
it really matter.
I
right
never
now.
Listen to Erin or the judges.
Yeah, I don't
just fast forward.
You guys, that was a great performance. Let's send it over, Carrie Ann. That's pretty good, huh?
That is perfect. So how did you do that twirl?
Yeah. You were just so amazing. That was so good. Should we talk about... I've been watching a throwback, Making the Band.
Oh, with P. Diddy?
I don't know if
was
you guys...
Was he P. Diddy at the time?
Yeah, he's P. Diddy.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys ever watched this. It's on MTV.
Yeah.
I think it's like 2000 based on what they're wearing. The girl comes out.
No, because we watched it together. 2000, you were only 8 years old. I bet it's more new than that.
2000, I was older than eight.
No, 1992.
Oh, yeah. I'm losing track.
Did you go to school?
No.
Have you been out of school too long like everybody else?
Maybe like 2005, 6.
It was a little later than 2000, yeah.
The girl comes out, the first girl, she's wearing like one of those little like baby doll tops with a tie inside the shirt. so gross. And she has bleached in the front and the rest is brown.
Yeah. So I'd say 2007 or 8.
Yeah. Well, 2009, I was in high school.
It was junior high, I think.
Well, it's really good. So you can watch it on YouTube.
I doubt it, but
it's only like 20 minutes because it was like a 30 minute show, so you can watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
It's really funny. And just the stuff that they say is just like, it's great.
Okay, good.
So if you need a little throwback, because there's nothing going to be on TV.
No, I'm not that desperate yet.
Okay.
I still got stuff to watch. I have been watching a series of different series about drug dealers that I'm really into. Narcos.
Yeah.
Narcos Mexico.
I think you talked about this one.
And Queen of the South. Queen of the South's a new one I've been watching. And that's really good because it was originally broadcast on USA Network. So they're only 40 minutes.
Yeah, I like it when it's short.
Yeah. Don't have to spend a whole hour.
Yeah.
Well, but I like it.
Back to making the band. There's three different seasons, and he only made a band on the third season. He only finally got it right.
And they're called Danity Kane.
We in the car. We drive slow. We doing things.
I remember that. Hasn't every one of those girls been on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Going back, connecting?
Yes. Yeah, they have. And all the girls from that, You Ain't Gotta Go to Work, that band.
Yeah.
Who is that? That's the more recent. That's the one from America's Got Talent.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's their names?
I'm not that woke.
The Armani.
Yes. Yeah. She was just on Dancing with the Stars.
And that little Hispanic girl that was just on that said I was the bad dancer.
Yeah.
She was from the Fifth Harmony.
Yes. Yes.
They're
yes.
all from that group.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Nobody remembers them.
No.
So.
Well, do you have anything else?
I do not.
Well, sorry we took a hiatus, you guys. We had to get our editing correct for...
Yes.
Just kidding. We didn't have any shows because everything's off, so...
Yeah, now our shows are back.
Well, what's going to happen in 3 months whenever there's really no shows? We're going to have to come on and talk about something.
We're going to have to start watching reality shows back. We haven't talked about The Bachelor. The Bachelor's been doing that, throwbacks every Monday. We're going to have to just do that.
Yeah. Hulu has a lot of those, like The Hills. I watched The Hills.
Yes, we're gonna have to watch The Hills. What?
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Real World. Any of those?
Nobody's gonna know what we're talking about though, because everybody's gonna be watching their own stuff.
Oh, true. Well, we will.
Yeah, we can talk about each. We can talk to each other.
We're gonna tell them they need to watch it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to follow me at Lindsay R. Trahan
and Trahan Home.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Later.
Bye.